This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I have a buddy with an old Civic who had to pay $4,000 to have his stolen catalytic converter replaced. You must have someone in your circle who's gone out to find the thing chopped off. Thefts surged after 2018 as the market price for precious metals inside these converters soared. Rhodium, platinum, palladium. But the metals market is changing now, and the price of palladium is down about 30% for the year so far. This has to do with the transition to electric vehicles. Ali Budner reports.
When people think about the market for precious metals, gold and silver probably come first to mind, says Joshua Hall, owner of Truvine Investments.
Gold always steals the show, gets all the attention.
But there are reasons to watch the performance of metals like platinum and palladium. They're closely tied to the automotive industry, particularly palladium.
80% of palladium is used for catalytic converters.
That's the part of a car that helps scrub carbon monoxide as it burns fuel.
In recent years, the price of palladium has skyrocketed due to supply and demand issues.
From 2018 onwards, the price began around about $900 an ounce.
David Holmes is Senior Vice President of Trading and Sales at Heraeus Metals in New York.
And ultimately peaked when Russia invaded Ukraine at $3,300 an ounce.
And because Russia is one of the largest producers of palladium, along with South Africa, there was a run on the metal at the start of the war. Holmes says that spike in palladium prices caused a spike in catalytic converter thefts.
They're very easy to cut off the bottom of cars.
And then take to metal recyclers for a lot of cash. But that trend may be turning around, because the price of palladium has been falling in recent months, from that peak of over about $3,000 per ounce down to about $1,300 per ounce. Platinum prices are down too. Jim Wyckoff is a senior market analyst for the online metals trading site Kitco.
Global demand growth for metals has receded a little bit.
But maybe more important, Wyckoff says, is the growing market for electric vehicles, because EVs don't need catalytic converters.
On a longer term basis, the move toward electric vehicles is going to mean less demand for platinum and palladium.
Even though these precious metal prices are coming down, it won't necessarily translate to cheaper gas-powered or hybrid cars. But David Holmes with Heraeus Metals says there is one possible upshot.
Your catalyst probably won't be stolen in the next year.
Because it's just not worth quite as much. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.